people today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
You're listening to Hashtag No Filter on Revolver. Hi guys, and welcome to episode 91 of Hashtag No Filter. Today's guest is a repeat guest, actually. I love having repeat guests on. You all loved the first episode with her, so I'm thinking you're going to love this one as well. It is with Jordan Jones, the founder of Packed Party. If you're unfamiliar with Packed Party, although I'm guessing the majority of you definitely know what Packed Party is, but if for some reason you've been living under a rock and you might not know what Packed Party is, it is a brand that makes life a party. Their products are colorful, unique, affordable, and fun, just downright fun. If you follow them on Instagram, you know what I'm talking about. If you look at their page, or if you just are scrolling and a Packed Party photo pops up and you know in your feed as you're scrolling, you like instantly get happier. Like, how can you not with their products? So I'm really excited to have Jordan back. I know her personally, and she is exactly what you're gonna hear on this podcast. She is so real, so down to earth, so authentic, and so smart. She has built such a successful business. They're based in Austin, Texas, and I adore her, and I think what she has built is absolutely incredible, super inspiring. This episode is great for anyone, but especially if you are, you know, starting a brand of your own or thinking about starting a brand or maybe stuck a little bit in what you're doing, I think you're really going to get inspired by this one. So I want to get right to it. I do want to mention first, though, if you are not a Patreon member, definitely check it out, because if you're a Patreon member, you're listening to this episode early right now and without ads. If you're not a Patreon member, though, you should definitely check out patreon.com/JulieLauren, exclusive content, bonus clips, and much, much more. So I hope you'll check that out. And let's get into it, right? Without further ado, here is Jordan Jones, the founder of Packed Party, on episode 91 of Hashtag No Filter. Welcome back to the podcast, Jordan. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Julie. I'm so excited to be back.
I'm so excited to have you. So as I said in the intro, guys, definitely be sure to listen to, I think it was episode 31. I'll link to it because it talks a lot about kind of how you got started and some of the things we're probably not going to mention today, but I want to make sure people listen to it. But in a nutshell, for someone who hasn't listened to that episode, who are you? I'm sure most people know who you are, but who is Jordan Jones and what do you do?
I am the founder and CEO of Packed Party. Packed Party is a lifestyle brand centered around designing and manufacturing products that make people's lives a party. So we make and design an array of products from paper party goods you've probably seen in like Whole Foods to now Walmart, some other grocery stores to actual like everyday products like tumblers, so different drinkware items, travel accessories, backpacks, pins, you name it. We merchandise, you know, our stuff in stores with Kate Spade and Lily Pulitzer and Vera Bradley and some of those other kind of lifestyle brands. So we sell in 3,000 retailers nationwide, and we also sell online too. So we're kind of everywhere partying.
Yes. And you're like the happiest, most colorful brand. So I want to ask you on that note, it's a really crazy time in the world with everything going on. How has Packed Party been? I mean, I feel like when I look at Packed Party products or your Instagram feed, I'm immediately like, I get brighter, like I get happier because it's all happy and cheerful. How has it been running a business, and how has Packed Party been doing during this like insanity in the world?
It is insanity, right? No, we've been really, Packed Party has done really, really well. So I'm just a conservative person by nature. My dad, I grew up, my dad was a banker. So I always was saving and kind of looking around the corner, like assuming there would be a rainy day, which is a bad trait in some ways, but also a really good trait, certainly when things like this happen. So I've really grown Packed Party very conservatively and always kind of pinched our pennies where we could to ensure, you know, we were always in a great cash position. We would never have to lay anybody off, furlough anybody, and, you know, cut salaries, anything like that, all of which we've not had to do. We've been really fortunate in that way. So yes, life is bright, definitely. but it, you know, it's gloomy too. Like on a personal level, like I'm not able to see all of our team members. I'm not able to see my friends right now. So while we are making really beautiful, happy and fun products and the business is certainly doing really well, during the pandemic, we're really fortunate to be doing well. And I would be transparent about that too. You know, it's like, it's really, I didn't know when it started as I'm a young CEO, like I've never been through any of this before. Like we came together with our HR team. I was like, what do we do? Like, how do we create a home plan? I've never worked from home before. So yes, things are bright and fun, of course, on our Instagram feed, but there was certainly when COVID kind of first was going down, it was like, how is this going to look for our small business? What does this look like? What does the communication plan look like? And to credit our team, everybody really just buckled up and was like willing to roll their sleeves up and say, okay, it's going to take a lot more communication. It's going to maybe take some late hours and extra meetings and, you know, over communication on things that would be very easy. You could pop over to somebody's desk and do, and it's gone really well. So, you know, we're obviously monitoring the situation to see when we could get back in the office. I'm here today in our empty office. Womp womp.
So no one, so I was going to ask you, so what is the status right now? Is anyone in the office with you?
Nope. We're working from home. Just me and my Bernese Mountain Dog Truman. If you remember him, we
put him on home
episode. So, he is here, the party pup and myself. He's keeping me company today. But
so is no one allowed to come into the office, or is it just
you? We're on a basis because we have so many samples for different products and programs that we're launching kind of through 2021. We have to, you know, water test paper plates and like check, like we have a bunch of Thanksgiving programs. We work so far in advance. Like we have 4th of July of next year is already done. Spring, summer is already done. Christmas of next year is already done. I mean, for some of the bigger retailers, but it's pretty crazy. So a lot of those things require eyes on them, right? The products have to match the brand standard, a quality level, things like that. So people are coming in kind of on a rotational basis by themselves to sign off on samples without touching them, which has been its own learning curve.
Oh my God. It's crazy. And it's when you just said water testing paper plates, like I don't run a product based business. You have to water test paper plates.
I'm telling you, Julie, I know way too much about random things. I'm like, that napkin is a 2-ply. And people are like, I've only talked about ply with toilet paper. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a 4-ply. I'm like, why do I know this? So business. It's funny. And materials too. I mean, different like plastics and different techniques and like treating plastics or like confetti mixes. Like we have meetings around confetti configurations, which sometimes I just have to laugh. I'm like, how is this my job?
It's kind of amazing though. It's amazing.
It's fun. It's really fun.
Oh my God. I mean, it's just so much goes into it. So I want to talk about the biggest thing, Walmart. So you have, this has been your dream since you started this brand, right?
It really has. I mean, I started Packed Party from a dream. For those of you that have listened to the podcast that Julie and I did before, I had the dream in the middle of the night. We were a 5-product package company in 2013, but I always knew I wanted the brand to be available to the masses. That was always the goal, was Packed Party is for everybody. And so Walmart being, of course, the largest retailer in the world, and having some prior experience working at an agency, and that was my first job out of college. I worked at a marketing agency and Walmart was one of our clients. So I learned a lot about the stores. I was traveling, it was very unsexy, but mm-hmm. I wore a Walmart zip up jacket and tracksuit and, you know,
I bet you looked hot in it. Like you rocked it.
It was not hot, but I appreciate that. They were like snap away pants. I mean, it was bad. It was really not sexy. I was definitely not looking at any groups in my Walmart tracksuit, but the signage in these stores that I was going to, I'm very official. And then making sure like in the, you know, in-store, in-parking lot branded events for NASCAR were going off without a hitch. I mean, I'm telling you, it was so unsexy, but I learned so much about Walmart at the time. And then there, you know, here it's full circle now. I'm a vendor inside their stores nationally. It's just, it's really crazy.
And
you can do anything.
It's like, did you, I mean, it's unbelievable. Like Walmart, that, how many Walmarts are you in?
Well, it depends on the program. So I'll give you a teaser on this, this podcast today. So we do have a brand new program. We're in the party section right now in D67. So the celebrations department, we are in 1600 Walmarts. And then we have a hairline launching this fall with Walmart that I'm very, very, very excited about.
So wait, have you guys ever done a hairline?
No. So I'm really excited. You're the first person I've officially shared this with. So
oh my God, I'm like Vogue, guys. This is like Vogue. Like this is Us Weekly. Wait, Jordan, is this like
I don't know, it's Us Weekly, right? Like exactly the news. But it is exciting for us, and I think our customers have long wanted, I mean, people always, anything that makes life a party, so why not let that be your hair accessories. So there's so many cute, I mean, there's hairbrushes to shower caps to like barrettes and scrunchies, and it's ridiculously good goods. It's good, good, good.
Wait, Jordan, that's so exciting. I was going to say, are there scrunchies? Because I'm in kind of like a scrunchie phase now. I always wear them in my apartment, but I also wear them out of my apartment at times. So I'm into it.
I'm into like them as an accessory on my wrist. It's a part of the whole vibe.
Me too. And actually, like I, like if you've seen on my Instagram, I'm like, my hair has been shedding because I've been going through some stress times in my life.
That. You know what? I'm here with you. I'm always shedding. I'm fresh shedder.
It's a shit show. But scrunchies are really good for that. So, you know. Because it's not like a tight rubber band.
I mean, 2020, man, I got some COVID Botox for the first time. That was recently. And I got a silk pillow. Yeah. So some self-care is definitely going down in between a lot of hard work. I'm like, my reasons are deeper than ever because it has been stressful, but it's been really fun too. It's been really, really
right. And you have to take care of yourself or nothing's going to work. And speaking of Botox, I've done Botox twice and I did it with my sister-in-law. They live in Maryland and I haven't done it since because I can't fly to Maryland right now. And I mean, the wrinkles on my forehead from like scrunching my face, it's unbelievable.
That's the permanent line I have. Like one is like the what the hell line. And then the other one, like the just like eyebrow cock, like, huh? Like, what did I just think about? What did I just hear? Is this actually happening? My face was like permanently like in that position. So this lady was like, we're going to help you.
We're going to help you.
I can't believe this is your first time getting Botox. Like, way to go. Like, we see business owners all the time. I'm like, what does this mean? More needles, less needles, like. What does this mean for me? I was nervous. I didn't get that much. I mean, I just got it like in my forehead, but I was like,
same.
I'm 30. It's time. So it was.
Yeah, it's preventative. There's a lot of benefits of it. I'm all about it. There's something you said. Oh, okay. Walmart. So speaking of Walmart, someone had actually two people had asked about your partnerships. How do you decide? Sorry, we just went from Botox to this, guys, but come on, gotta do the work. But how do you decide who, I mean, I know Walmart's been, you explained that story and how that's been something kind of in you for a while, but how do you decide who you partner with? You had mentioned Kate Spade, like I imagine a lot goes into deciding who to partner with.
We're really particular about our partnerships and, you know, me as a person, I'm very loyal. Like if you're friends with me, like we are friends, I have your back. You dated him in eighth grade. He did what to you? Like we did that. It's a good thing and a bad thing. And so signing on with Walmart, I knew we really wanted to partner with them in a really special way and make everything that we were designing for them exclusive. So we had partnered, of course, a year before we had partnered with Whole Foods, which is another amazing partnership. And Whole Foods is obviously based here in Austin. We're just right down the street from one another. And they have a totally separate collection there. And a lot of products that we worked super, super hard on that don't live at Walmart, but are carefully curated for a Whole Foods customer. There's beeswax candles. There's all kinds of different things. And so, you know, I try never to cross-pollinate and create, you know, competition between the retailers that we work with. That's really important to me, like working loyally with those partners and creating different customer experiences in each of those places. Like, you're not going to have the same customer experience on packedparty.com as you are at Whole Foods. You're not going to find any of those products right at the same place, but it's intentional. I mean, it's a mixture of like places that I myself go and where customers are telling us they want to see us, you know, hey, I live in El Paso. Like, I only have a Dillard's in my town. I live in Lubbock and I can't find your products. Like, that was something when we partnered with Dillard's a few years ago. Like, that was definitely just so, so overwhelmingly asked for. Hey, all I have in my town is a Dillard's. That's the only major department store here. Would love to see you guys there. So the Dillard's team, you know, came down to Austin, sat down with us, and we brought the whole collection in. So it's a mixture, I guess, of places that feel right and on brand for Packed Party. And then, you know, places, of course, that we ourselves shop and are asked for from our customers, you know, that where they want to find us.
Right, right. And so in terms of partnering with, you know, a person like an influencer or a blogger or a celebrity, how is that the same, just people you feel you have synergy with? Do you partner a lot with like bloggers and influencers? I know I've seen a few on your feed, and but do you or not so much?
So our marketing team, which is very small, they, Jen specifically kind of leads that from our team, and they do an amazing job just kind of working with different influencers and people, which I have so much respect for influencers. I mean, creating content is a full-time job. It's like crazy. So when I first started Pack Party, I mean, I had no money to spend on influencers. That's still something I don't think to build a business you necessarily, I always hear from people, they're like, oh my gosh, I want to start this brand and I need to set aside this budget to work with all these influencers. And like, I understand that influencers, they're there to make money the same way that you are too. But I do think, you know, you can find a lot of people that just love your product and their customers, they don't always just want to hear about something that's sponsored because there is a good chance they're hearing about the same product or, you know, gummies from like hair care from like every other blogger. And so, you know, a lot of people that are watching their stories, they want to, they're having birthday parties too. And so they want to see the pack of paper plates or whatever it is. So I don't think it's necessarily critical that, you know, you always have to pay for it. Just sending like a nice package to somebody and kind of expecting nothing in return is really when those things have worked in the best way for a packed party. But to answer your question, I mean, it's a mixture of seeing the aesthetic, I think, of the influencer and making sure it kind of matches with Packed Party's overarching values of making every day a party and living this colorful life. And really, I mean, I'm sitting right now in black sweatpants and a tie-dye sweatshirt. I don't like live in rainbow. I actually was out recently with a newer friend that was like, so is your apartment just like completely rainbow? Like what? I mean, is your whole life like, I'm supposed to have pink hair? And I'm like, no, like I'm a normal person. I do love color and I'm drawn to it. But Pack Party, I mean, the idea of making your life a party isn't completely in the colorful, like living a colorful life. It's choosing the happy and making that confident decision for yourself each and every day that like, okay, I own today. I'm going to make today great. And this is a crappy situation, or this is, you know, one bad day isn't one bad year. And that's really been my story since starting Packed Party, is saying like, okay, this is hard, or okay, this retailer just told me no. Who's going to tell me yes? When one door closes, another one opens. That's really been this whole situation ongoing now for 7 years that is Packed Party. That is making your life a party.
It's really a mindset. It's not, I mean, look, I wear black, white, gray, sometimes army green and a lot of graphic tees. Like I don't wear a lot of color, but I like in my apartment, I love color. I'm drawn to the color of Pack Party, of, you know, bloggers or influencers that are colorful. Like I'm drawn to that, even though I don't necessarily wear that.
I think it's just happy. Yeah. I mean, I love the colorful anything. Like I don't necessarily wear, like you said, rainbow every single day, but all of our products, a lot of them are rainbows. Some of our best sellers are like just standard. They don't even have words on them, like a rainbow wallet, right? Or just a candy bag. Like people, I think so desperately, especially right now, we're looking for anything to seek joy, if you will, like in any way and connect. And if they can connect through our products, I'm doing my job.
1,000%. It's so interesting. You said when one door closes, another one opens. And the door necklace. That's like one of your biggest things, right? Like one of your first items.
It is. So that was one of, we created the packages and then people kind of came to us and said, you know, we want more from Packed Party. This was over Instagram and still 2014. I started in 2014, but it was like, okay, you know, we've had some like early traction and I had this idea for a necklace that we could hand engrave with whatever numbers you call home. So it is, I mean, I've got one on right now. I wear it every day. It's 24 karat gold dipped. It's hand engraved. And it's beautiful. I trademarked the idea. I had no idea what I was doing. It was my first kind of trademarked idea. I was like, how are we going to actually, what does the supply chain look like? This is a really great idea, but how do we personally engrave every single person's address on one of these necklaces? And we just figured it out. And that's just like you said, I mean, it's like you figure it out. And my personality, I think a lot of flaws going on, but one of my best traits is certainly just saying, okay, I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to figure it out and not quit it. Mm-hmm. So that kind of perseverance and jumping in when things are difficult and saying, okay, like if you can't help me, then let me find the next person that can.
Right. And is that kind of, because I was going to ask, you said, you know, if someone told me no, I'd go to the next person. You are told you're told no a lot, no matter what industry you're in. How do you just keep pushing? You just Walmart keep persevering and you're
like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Walmart told me no. I can think of several major retailers, like Paper Source, that told me no. And then they became like one of my very first major retailers that I sold in. Nordstrom's that originally told us no, they came back around. I think timing in life is everything. And I didn't let my no's define me. So,
right.
And so many people I've learned now do. They say, oh my gosh, that's a really bad idea. Or I should just quit. Or, you know, nobody. It's like, again, one no doesn't mean everybody's a no. It was like, okay, well, this may not, I just took it instead. I transformed my no's to no right now. So every February, I was like, okay, I'm going to knock on your door again in 6 months. Okay, I'm going to knock on your door again. So that was my in. I didn't necessarily have the best product in the world, but I had the most, I had a great product and a brand that I was building. And most people that got told no, they didn't come back around the second time when I was knocking on the door. So there I was with that follow-up email. I was like, told you I'd be back.
And yeah, I love the follow-up.
How we can get rid of this girl. So I was persistent and it paid off so many times. I think when a lot of people in this business, and because it looks so fun and certainly on the lifestyle gifting side with the tumblers and the travel products and all the just fun little accessories and things, we're like, oh my gosh, I want to sell confetti pouches. It's like, you have no idea how many people I had to convince to buy this confetti pouch before it was even the disco.
Wow.
So
that's crazy. Cause that, like, the disco drink is your thing. Like these, when you, like, if for people that know Packed Party, it's like, wait, people said no to that to begin with. Like, that doesn't make sense.
They did. I mean, even my own dad, I remember I was like, okay, we need to pay $7,000, which is crazy now looking back on this mold. Right. And my dad is like, one, what's a mold? And I was like, well, you know, and now Joy is one of my very favorite movies. Have you seen that movie?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I get it. Yes.
No, I mean, granted, in a very like different way, but like the way she like went through like having her mold stolen and like fighting with the manufacturer and all these things and her great idea. I mean, and really, really believing in and fighting for it. And now, I mean, on my side, I had no idea how to file a patent. Now we have patents on different things. It's just like, you don't know. And you just figure out and fight for anything that you believe in. And now one of my guy friends, this girl had a Packed Party bag and he's like, oh, and I wasn't going to say anything. He was like, is that a Packed Party bag? And she's like, yes, I got it. Blah, 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 blah. Her friend came up, starts talking to her. She's like, oh my gosh, what are you guys talking about? Oh, we're talking about my bag. And I'm still sitting there. I'm kind of like not saying much. Cause I was like, at what point I'm going to chime into this conversation and get like full pulled in and, you know, just like give her like everything out of my own bag. Oh, like you need the pouch to match too. Because I just can't stop myself. So I was like, calm down. It's Sunday.
Right.
Go there. And
wait, and so they all, oh my God.
She's telling her friend, she's selling her friend Packed Party right in front of me. She's like, you know, Packed Party, they're the one, the company that made that disco ball you can drink out of. She's like, oh yeah. She's like, yeah, they invented that cup. And everybody like selling it to each other. And I'm still sitting there. And it was so cool because I'm watching this other girl, her light bulb like went off. Oh, I've seen that on Instagram. And that happens all the time. So I think, you know, we've been able and fortunate to make a lot of hit maker products in that way. But there's certainly, don't forget about going back to the nose, there's always products too that we make that don't necessarily resonate, and they're not perfect, or they're slow starters, but they kind of catch up on the tail end. I mean, confetti bucket bags are one of our number one sellers, and there for a long time, I was like, I got to burn these. Like, what are we going to do? Wow. No, massive version of this.
That's so wild. Like, you're sitting there and you overhear. I mean, that must be one of the coolest things, to be sitting. Like, if I was sitting somewhere and I overhear girls or guys or whoever talking about hashtag no filter, talking about my brand, was that not so surreal for you?
It always is a little surreal. I think I just, it, and I never want to be numb to it. That's like my biggest, you know, fear. Right. Party and like all of these things that I hoped for so long. I mean, I've only been doing Packed Party for 7 years now. So getting into Walmart, getting into Whole Foods, you know, seeing our products in a retailer, if I'm just like visiting some small town, like I went to see my parents in St. George Island in Florida, and we went to this teeny tiny town. We roll into the store after we've like had a slice of pie, and there's like all my products sitting there. And our sales team like manages things like that now, but I just, those are the moments where I'm like, wow, like we've created something really special, and people, you know, they're depending on it to sell. Like, they're investing in me and my ideas to sell. So those are the moments that are really cool that I never want to take for granted. But sometimes certainly like you get moving so fast, or you can focus so easily on, oh my gosh, like everything's hitting the fan right now. It's easy to take it for granted, but I try to really keep myself grounded and celebrate the wins when I can.
Of course. No, that's so inspiring. Have you ever had a moment where you're like, I can't do this anymore, I'm done, I want to be done with this, or no? Like, you, every day you're like, this is, I mean, I know you have hard days, I'm sure, but have you ever like wanted to just like throw in the towel, or it's not, it never gets
probably
like that?
Probably a handful of times. I can think of one specifically. Yeah. I was in the car 2 years ago, it was like October, and I just had like a series of difficult weeks and events. And I called my parents and I was like, it's just not worth it anymore. Like, I don't know. And my dad was like, fine, quit. Then what? Just quit. It's like, I'm not going to tell you not to quit. And I was like, I'm not going to quit, you know?
Oh my God. Oh my God. So how did you like get through that?
For better, for worse. Again, I think my personality is just, you know, put my head down and keep going. And that's, I'm working more on taking a moment not to rush kind of through those like feelings, and because, you know, you can harbor a lot of like stress and just hurt for down the road. Like I want to keep my heart soft and light and keep myself, like my mental health, really happy. But I wasn't working out. Like, I mean, I'm still like, I go for a lot of walks and things, but I only just started like going back to working out and doing some classes now, like COVID style outdoor classes and things, because it just it was taking a toll on me mentally, you know, dealing with so many of the issues that come with running a business and manufacturing and the levels of stress. I'm like, I didn't have a group of people, specifically women, to relate to. I'm like, girls that are my age that I once had so much in common with, you know, about like class or whatever else, boys, anything, like I'm freaking out about $1 million shipment that's going to be late, and then it's on me, and they're stressed out because their dry cleaning's not in time, and it doesn't make one better than the other. You know, that is stressful. Like, I've been stressed about my dry cleaning too before an event or something, but I just was like, oh my gosh, why am I doing this to myself? So I'm a lot better at managing that and kind of surrounding myself with people that lift me up. And I think my time is just so precious. I say no a lot more to people because I know I need to be by myself and recharge. So I think that's something for me. I didn't realize that for a long time. And I think a lot of people, you know, they see Packed Party and how colorful and fun it is, but I'm actually just the opposite of a partier. Like I really love being in an intimate group or just like with another like girlfriend and laying on the couch and catching up, you know, watching like a show or something. I mean, I do love hosting people too, but in a really a smaller setting, mm-hmm. really where I feel like I thrive more. So
you and I are probably similar. So I was told this because I always thought I was like, oh my God, I'm totally an extrovert because, well, maybe not this exact thing, but like I'm outgoing and I talk a lot and blah, blah, blah. And I love talking to people, but really I recharge best when I'm alone in my apartment, on my couch, like I need to be alone. So someone was like, no, you're I'm not even sure I'm saying the right word, an ambivert or an ambivert. I'm like an introverted extrovert. Maybe that's you too.
Yeah, maybe. Like Julie, because we're just best friends.
Exactly. Don't you wish we were back in New York City right now, pre-COVID, when we had lunch that day? That was so fun.
So fun and feels very long ago right now.
Very long ago. Oh my God. So much has happened since then. But that's true. Like you, so even though, and it's funny, even on my Instagram today, when I was asking people for questions, I'm like the queen party girl, because that's what, you know, packed party, party girl, but it doesn't mean that you're partying 7 nights a week. Like that's not like.
No, I'm not actually, you're so funny. Like I will have a glass of wine, but I'm not like a huge drinker. Like, and that's fine. But like, I just always have so much to do. Like I don't have time to be hungover the next morning. honestly, I would like, you know, if I have more than like two margaritas, my mind starts thinking about like going down dark paths. I'm like, this is not good for me. No. So I stick with 1.5, 2. That's where we
start. Okay. I think that's perfect. I love it. That's what I'm at 1.5 right now. And I'll probably have like a half more and then I'm done for the night. And so tell me how much of the success of your business has been due to your employees, the people you've hired. How important is it to have this team? You have an incredible team. I don't know. I really don't know anyone except a couple personally, but like, you have an incredible team. It looks like they are.
I would credit all of Packed Party really to the people that are at the business today. This is the best team that we've really ever had here. I think the people that have been here are really dedicated. They mm-hmm. really want to see the business through. They believe in what we're building and they're kind of in it for the long haul, which I think, you know, anybody can have a great idea, but bringing people into the vision of the business and what the long-term goals are it's so important. So it's,
right.
That for me has certainly been a win. I feel like I was able to bring on a lot of really motivated, hungry people that were looking for mm-hmm. their kind of moment to say, yeah, I was a part of that company really early stage. Like, we, wow. you know, big, and we got into Walmart and we did, you know, all these big partnerships and there's a few other partnerships and things that we'll announce kind of later this year that we've been working on, but it's like some other things like that, that people, I think, you know, at your first job out of college, you probably, nobody like sees it, but being heard mm-hmm. and listened to and valued at a business is so, I mean, mm-hmm. undervalued. Like I think a lot of people don't realize it until they're in like crappy jobs and they're like, wow, like, nobody cares if I'm here, if I'm not here, if I speak up, I'm just a number. And at the party, like it's really every single person has an opinion and it matters. They can't, you know, have it, them having an
like everyone's involved.
Yeah, it's really detrimental to the business. So everybody's kind of got to show up and give 100% every day and people hold one another accountable. And that's really great. So I attribute all of our success to the team that we have here.
That's incredible. No, it just looks like you guys, I mean, of course, and it's not all, you know, roses and daisies and rainbows and happy, but it looks like you do a lot of not right now during COVID, but like things together as a team and a lot of team building. And it just seems like a really, like you can tell that it's very authentic. It's not, no one is just a number. You can tell that.
Oh, it's pretty. I love that. Really, yeah. I mean, we try to do a good job. I think Instagram is still like, it's so difficult to look at people's Instagrams and like have this. I mean, I got off Instagram personally. I've been off Instagram for now a couple years, which is crazy.
Oh yeah, you are. I forgot about last time we were on the podcast because I was like trying to tag you or something and I don't think you were on it.
Yeah, so I don't even have like, my dog doesn't even have an account now. I had like Truman was like the last thread for me and I was like, you know what? This doesn't really, I need to get off because it's like
for you.
Unhealthy. And even I'm sure there's somebody, you know, comparing packed parties like our highlight reel to them just starting, and it makes it really difficult and it's just not fair to do to yourself. You're always playing catch up and you're never going to be satisfied. So I would encourage anybody that's starting to go down that rabbit hole, just don't do it because you can do it.
Don't do it.
you know, professionally, you could do it in your dating life. Like, oh my gosh. And everybody's just putting their best up, and that's great. But even for us too, I think these are like little 15-second clips. So yeah, we're scaring each other in the office, or we're doing like the champagne showers where everybody has the raincoats on outside. But those are small moments, you know, in the day. People here really are taking it incredibly seriously and working their tails off to make it all happen so we can have those fun moments. So it's great.
Right. No, it's hard. Instagram, I feel like when it's for you, like for Packed Party, the brand, like you don't have to have a personal account. For me, mine's so intertwined that it's hard. Like I would love to just be off it, but then how do I, like I have struggled with this. I actually recently went, maybe like a month ago, made it a private account where like, and make, so you have to be a personal account to make it a private account, whatever. And I just like, I'm just really kind of, it's hard to not look to the other, to the left and the right. Like it's hard to stay in your lane. It's hard to just focus on you when you're building something. Absolutely. So I'm jealous.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can get there for sure. Hashtag no filter is great. You've done such an amazing job. I mean, this business, your business is like taken off. You have like, so I remember when you were first starting, even now, when I was last on the podcast, it's really awesome. So it's cool to even know that some of you guys as the listeners remember the last episode and had questions. That makes my heart so happy. Mm-hmm. A part of your loyal fans. You've got very loyal fans. They're invested in
the I do. I thank you. And it's like, you know, I don't have a million followers or anything, but the ones I have are like really fucking loyal. So
and I love it. So I'm in Texas drinking all the Diet Dr. Peppers that are crispy. When you're talking about crisp Diet Cokes, I'm sucking down all the Sonic DDPs. That are
crazy. Oh my God, I love you. You're the best. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. No, that's all so nice. I want to ask you, so the last part of the podcast, I know we did this on the first one, but I always, when I have someone back, I do a quick fire round, and some of your answers might be the same, some might be different. But before we get to that, I want to ask you, and you might have answered this on the last one as well, what is the number one piece of business advice you would give someone right now who is starting their own brand, their own business?
Right now, today, I think it may be different than the last time. I think more than ever right now, we just kind of touched on it, but like staying in your lane and staying true to yourself. I think it's so easy to look around and say, and second guess yourself and say, what should I name this business? What should my products look like, and want to do it all at once? I think staying laser focused and intentional is so important when you're building a brand. So you know who your customer is, how you're going to talk to that customer, how you're going to market to them, how the products are going to look, how you're catering to that customer, because you can cast such a large net so quickly when you're building a brand. But I think the most successful brands keep it really tight and small and short, and you expand from there. And the people that love you, they turn into brand advocates from those first couple of products, and it grows. I mean, I'm sure, obviously, Kate Spade, such a great one, like their signature, they had the burlap bag, I think it was, and then the signature black bag, and people just blew up. They were obsessed with it, and they became their own brand advocates for the brand. So in the same way, I mean, it's been really amazing to see so many of the customers, and I recognize the names. I don't even know these people personally, but I check our orders still. I'm not too big that I don't check our orders. I check our online orders, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this girl's been purchasing from me since I was selling out an apartment in 2013. So it's really cool that those same people, and then they'll send us notes on Instagram. We have like a Slack channel that's called Praise. So we share that in there where people are like, I've referred so many people to you, or I sent this to my grandma, or like they share crazy stories. We had a guy, he and his wife were coming to Austin, this all pre-COVID obviously. And he was surprising her for the day. He wanted to give her a private tour of our office, and we gave her this like amazing like package of all these products that she's crying. I mean, it was really cool. And like,
oh my God,
a different friend who was obsessed with Packed Party and had been buying from us since I was in San Francisco. And she was like, oh, my friend just has the best taste, and that's how I heard about you guys, and now I'm your biggest advocate. And her husband is like, and now I'm super poor. So it was a whole story. But like, those are the kinds of things that are like pinch me moments. But to go back to your question, being very intentional and capturing that kind of loyal customer from the get-go and saying, you know, this is who I am. This is my brand. This is what sells, or this is what I sell. and mm-hmm. focusing just on what is selling, right? So you can say, okay, if you have 100 products, it makes it really difficult from the beginning to say, okay, what is selling? Because there are a lot of SKUs. If you have 3 products, or in my case, 5 products, okay, what's mm-hmm. working? What are people asking? So I could focus on the data. At the time, I wasn't even thinking about it like data. I was just the feedback that you're getting. So being really intentional and just laser focused and tight with your vision, with your products, with your name. I did hear something, I think it was on a podcast, and now I'm trying to think of what the podcast was, but brands, apparently, this is a fun tidbit, brands Ooh. That are like the most successful brands have a K, like a hard CK or like a K or a C, and then like Coke, Spanx. Like, I'm like, I sound like,
wait a minute, this is wild.
I know. I heard this on a podcast recently. It was like packed. Thank God. Party.
Packed. Yeah. Wait, that's so funny. What, just like, is that just random?
It was around like the hard, like enunciation. Like there's science behind the CK, the X, like that hard sound in a consumer's mind that makes it stick. So I thought it was fascinating. It's not always true, but
No, of course. But that's so fun. That's cool.
Right? So you can kind of play the game in your own mind with different brands. Right. You know and love.
No, I love that.
Like you think that, like it's hard.
Yeah, no, you're so right. It like makes it sound like going in. I'm like, okay, Kate Spade. Like I'm like going in.
I know. Exactly, right? You can play the game with yourself all day. Go to the mall. Yes.
That's crazy. No, I love that. No, that was such good advice. So that was great. Okay. We're going to go into the quick fire round because I would love to talk to Jordan all day, but we can't do that all day, sadly. But okay. If you could have drinks or dinner with anyone living or dead, who would it be?
Today?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really hard. And we just said we don't have all day. Today, living or dead.
And I can't remember. I cannot remember what you said on your first one. I have to like go back and listen.
I mean, right now I've been very invested in Britney Spears, like health. I mean, I'm not an Instagram, but that's
no, bless her heart.
So we need to check on Britney. No, I'm trying to think who, that's a hard one. Okay.
I actually like Britney Spears being your answer.
Okay, that's going to be my answer right now because I'm thoughtful like that. We need to make sure Britney's okay. Blink twice.
I know.
If you're okay.
Yes, Britney. Oh, bless her heart. Okay, if there was a movie made about your life, who would you want to play you?
Oh, really good one. Rachel McAdams.
Oh, I love Rachel McAdams. I love that. Perfect.
Everybody always compares my story. They're like, have you seen the movie The Intern? And I feel like Anne Hathaway plays the character, like the stressed founder, very well. And there's several of those moments. So, but she's not blonde. So maybe I needed a blonde Anne Hathaway. But
I love that. I could, so if there was a movie literally made about Packed Party, like The Intern would be the movie. Like,
her crying, freaking out, or what have I done?
No, not that part. But I love that.
So funny. No, it's really so true. I've had so many people that watch it. They're like, have you seen The Intern? I'm like, yes, yes. They like epiphany. Like, I've never seen it. They're like, it's you.
That's so funny. I hadn't thought about that. That's so funny. If there was an airplane, if it wasn't COVID, if there was an airplane outside your office right now, where would you have it take you? Anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world? Probably London. I'm dying to go to London. And I want to go with somebody that like knows London really well, like local, because everybody has been hyping up London, like that it's better than New York City, like the restaurant, the bar scene, like it's colorful. Like I want to spend more time there. So I think I'd go to London and then maybe somewhere tropical. Like let's put St. Bart's second on the list.
Okay. Okay. I love all that. I'm down. Not that I'm invited, but I'm down.
You're invited. If we just got to make room for Truman on the PJ.
All right, done. What if you could only bring 3 things, not pets or people, just they're already there? What 3 items would you like not be able to leave without?
My phone, my mom's diamond necklace that I wear with my diamond necklace. I wear them labeled, or I'm sorry, layered, not labeled. I'm like in full work mode. I'm like, what's labeled? What label maker? Just literally sitting with a label maker in our conference room. Classic. And gosh, okay, so I can't bring Truman. I said my phone. I guess my laptop.
Well, he's already there. Like Truman's there. He's there.
I mean, my pillow. I talked about that silk. I talked about this silk pillowcase. So let's do the pillow as my third.
I feel like I need to get a silk pillowcase, by the way.
What happened? I like it. I wasn't even, I mean, I sleep starfish. So like face down, okay. Not cute. It's a whole right. thing. But the silk pillowcase has been helpful because now there is a pillow involved. Like my head doesn't actually leave the pillow anymore. We stay together. Oh. Once it hits. It's good for
I me. Love that. Okay.
It's actually really for hair and skincare, things like that. All the beauty things. So.
All the that's what I've heard. I need to just freaking buy one. No, I'd love that. Okay. If what motto or quote do you try to live by daily?
I talked about it earlier. We keep just bringing up, yeah, when one door closes, another door opens. Yeah. And really, like, as cheesy as it sounds, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I mean, I think you and I, before this podcast, we were talking about just, you know, personal hurdles and things that, like, go on in people's lives. Oh my gosh, did you just hear my dog snore in here? Because he...
No, but that's amazing that he's snoring right now.
A human. I mean, he's 130 pounds of hair. So he's Beethoven up here. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And my dog might take me down. My goodness. But
oh my God.
Yeah, as cheesy as that sounds, I believe it. I mean, anything is... It's all perspective. Life is perspective. The glass is half full or the glass is half empty. And I'm really the next 10 years of my life and go for it. I really want to invest in being that person that people go to for optimism and positivity. And I think it's so easy, certainly right now with everything happening in the world, to say, oh my gosh, you know, 2020 is the worst. And it's like, well, it doesn't have to be the worst, you know, like there's so many great things. Certainly for my business that have happened this year, yeah, there's been some hurts too, but you've got to look at the wins and you've got to take the wins and you take the losses as learning lessons. You know, there's battles and there's blessings in life, and it's just a lot to look at it.
I love that. You're so inspiring, Jordan.
Oh, I don't know about that. I've had a crispy Diet Dr. Pepper. That's what's feeling.
I need to go get another crispy Diet Coke. No, this is so great. Okay, so before we fully wrap up, although I'm sure there are like a million more questions I could ask you, we might have to do a part three. Where can everyone find you? I mean, I know the answer, at Packed Party and packedparty.com, right?
Yes, you nailed it. Packedparty.com and at Packed Party on Instagram. I'm working on getting more involved on our Instagram. I had my brother on there this weekend and our like views were through the roof. People were like, is your brother single? What's going on?
I saw that. He's adorable.
You haven't been on stories in a while. And I'm like, you know what? I need to just go rogue on stories every once in a while. Maybe like show like a day in the life or something, because I do know myself. I mean, I'm interested in seeing the people behind the brands I love. So I do need to get more involved outside of just the products and showing and talking through.
Yes. I love when you do that. Like when you, I think I don't know if it's been Instagram Lives or IGTV, but where you've talked through, like it was recently kind of like the line at Walmart or whatever it was. And it was very, like, I love seeing you on it and the people who work for you.
No, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's so difficult right now with COVID and everything else going on to have anybody else in videos and, you know, masks too, like taking a story.
Right.
It's so awkward, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, as involved as I can be, I want to be in anything social media that we're doing, because it's just fun. It's so cool connecting with people. And I think we're also desperate for connection.
Oh my God, we're dying for it. I love it. And you already told us, but maybe so we know next exclusive content that hair accessories are coming to Walmart. Anything else coming up in the pipeline, like a hint to your next collection or no?
Coming next from Pack Party, there's so many things that I've teased. The hair piece is really exciting for us. You can look for that at Walmart in October. Got some other fun programs that are coming inside Walmart. Obviously, a lot of new. We just did a big refresh at Whole Foods. PackedParty.com will continue to have so many exclusive and fun different confetti products here in, 2 weeks. We love our new fall collection. It's called Warm Fuzzy Feels, and it's all Sherpa. But it's like electric. It's like delicious. Like I want to eat it. There's so many different like techniques and things. Like we did this like flocked raised like velvet letters. There's a pad folio that says work in it, and all the letters are velvet. And then like all the bags, and there's a duffel that's Sherpa, but it's like a forest green and a cream and hot pinks and reds. So it's darling. All of that's new from us and coming here soon. And I named the collection Warm Fuzzy Feels because I don't know if you remember this, but my counselor, like counselors, in elementary school, she used to hand out, like, come to different classrooms and hand out those little pom-poms with eyeballs on them, and they were called warm fuzzies.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes, of course.
I know a lot of people had it. A lot of people didn't either, but a few people that I've told this to, they're like, oh my gosh, no, I know exactly what a warm fuzzy is. And it just, it made you feel so good inside when you got one. And that was the goal with this collection, was like, people now more than ever need just that warm, fuzzy, cozy feeling and love. And we're like, let's create products that give people that feeling. So hello.
Oh, I love that. Wait, so 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Yep. Here. I mean, it's officially fall now. It's August, right? So where is
this going? Shit. Yeah, it is. Well, if this, I don't know dates off the top of my head right now, but if this is out by then, I'll obviously link to it. And if not, yeah, be on the lookout for it. Absolutely. Oh my God. That's exciting. Thank you so much for coming on again, Jordan. This was awesome.
Thank you for having me. I always love doing this with you. We'll do all my life catch-ups through you. #exclusively.
Thank you so much. And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, part two with Jordan Jones. I will be sure to link part one. It was episode 31, I believe. It was episode 31. And I will link that in the description so you can go back and listen. Or if you haven't listened, you can check that out. So be sure to follow Jordan, of course, at Packed Party. And you can always follow me everywhere at By Julie Lauren. If you haven't subscribed to #NoFilter, I hope you will. And leave a rating and a review if you'd like. And again, check out Patreon. And thank you guys so much, as always, for listening. And I'll be back very soon. Bye-bye.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself.
What would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. If you need help, ask your kids. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.